You're not going backwards, so that's good.
Yeah.
You guys want this unplugged?
Yeah, sure. Thanks.
Oh, this is great. No TV?
No,
no TV.
Oh, fuck yeah. What you got? What, where have you guys been? First off, here. Took so long.
That's what Tito always says when there's no TV.
Right?
You know, he can cut loose then.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard him.
Him go off? Oh, he's the best. The best.
The stuff he tells us.
Oh, really?
It's just amazing. Like,
he just fills you in.
Yeah, like he's got to go take a shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hurry up. Mm-hmm. I got to take a shit.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Go ahead if you.
No, I'm good. Good. Thank you.
So, I mean, you often sort of emphasize the importance of playing like a clean game to start the game the way there would. I couldn't tell if it looked maybe like a routine grounder up the middle of it. What sort of effect did that have?
The ball got tipped off Cole's glove, which redirected it, and Elvis had set himself. It looked like he'd already set his feet for the ball up the middle. When it got redirected, you know, at that point he tried to make the adjustment. You know, that's, you know, part of the game. You can't really measure. And for us, you know, as we talk about the clean game and defensively making plays, overall, I thought, you know, Cole did a good job. Pitching into sixth, I think he had retired 12 or 13 or. At one point, there's some weak contact hits there mixed in, and ultimately it's a product of how well they put the ball in play. They're a team of contact and they're tough to punch out, and they showed that, you know, all series really. I think we only had maybe 4 punch outs today, so.
What do you think, just the power that showed up kind of in the series and just kind of maybe being a positive?
Yeah, no, that's a big positive. I think up until the last couple of days, we hadn't hit but maybe 2 home runs over like a 10-game stand. And so that's good. That's a good sign. Pinder's at-bats were a really good positive sign. I thought overall, watching Steven catch, he did a great job today. Looked really good back there. Taking away the positives from this game, Aller throwing strikes, filling it up. Again, there's some weak contact off Aller that, you know, the ball that Straw beats out. And then the soft base hit, 2 strikes into right field. So, I know we didn't end up on the right end of the game, but I do still feel like, you know, we fought. And, we just didn't get enough hits.
You know, all 4 games were pretty tight. Is that an encouraging sign for you?
Absolutely. We're a team that, continue to grind, continue to fight. We've been in most games this year. We've had a few bad lopsided losses, but for the most part, we've given ourselves a chance to win every night. And that's what you ask of a team that goes out and battles. And, you know, at like we were talking about with the lack of maybe power in the lineup, which is starting to show up now, you're going to have to create runs and create offense. So,
I had a Jose Ramirez question. What jumps out to you when you see him?
You know, I've always, last year, watched him at third when I coached third. And it's just the relaxed, just confidence that he plays with, and he's one of the most aggressive base runners for being in the elite status of players. A lot of times you see those type of guys don't necessarily, you know, run the bases with the intensity that he does. So, you know, he's just a really, really good player.
As goes beyond hitting, I mean, it's like everything.
Yeah, every facet of the game, he's got this intensity about him, but yet he looks so relaxed. So, you'd love to have a leader like that.
Just with the more home runs this series, is there anything that you would attribute that to? It seems like home runs maybe are league-wide, the power numbers are ticking up a little bit, but for you guys specifically, is there anything that you would attribute it to?
No, I think guys are getting more confidence, taking better at-bats and seeing some results. We've known the powers in there for the guys that have hit the home runs, Murphy, Brown, you know. For Bethancourt, I think it was just about getting that first one out of the way, and then, you know, see him not maybe trying to hit a home run, just trying to hit the ball hard. So,
is there anything to being on the road? I mean, a lot of your guys' home runs come on the road.
You know, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because off the record, those guys, I think that's maybe in part of their process right now at home. So hopefully we can, hopefully we go home without that mindset.
Nice counsel.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank you.
See you in Boston. What are you doing tomorrow? Duck tour? I recommend it.